Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, horny. It is Champagne Sunday, July 31st, 2022. It is 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is a time zone that rocks my socks off, hun. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. To my home team, must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan. But Toddy, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum, gumbarum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavored gumbarums. One is natural vanilla, which is gumbo, and one is natural coconut, which is gumbo flavor. Listen. This show is dedicated to independent artists. Independent artists where? All over the world. This show is dedicated to independent artists, and we support independent artists. Where my people? What y'all say? All over the world. All over the world. Yeah, all over the world. Listen, it is going down. Y'all know how it go. This is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. This is a live show. On this particular musical flute, it's for independent artists, Love Like Violence, and indie artists, Cool Jacks. Listen, we got some hard music that's going on, Y'all know how it go when the music is being played. I'm on the flip side of social media on Fierce, on Twitter, not Facebook, y'all. But listen, while you are on Facebook, use the keyword the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Listen. So I'm on, while the music is playing, I'm on the flip side over on Twitter, sending out your Spotify links. There's always a call out for great music. I am about networking for brand new opportunities for you, the independent artists, my great people. The first song that's coming up by Lovelace, Love Like Violence. I'm going to tell you a little bit about their backstory after the music plays, and this one is called Yahweh. Check this out, my people.
I'm not afraid to of me. Yes, they pushing in and I can't breathe. Water to my chin, never see, throw my tippy seas an anomaly. I believe in sovereignty, and I want a piece of the scene. Them sympathies wanna kill me, you see, you the enemy stand. Be my kids, I'm still breathing in and out of my kids. Do what you can, get sand again. Just say they would never regret. So, throw me in the lion's den, the den of the demolition. No matter, keep my position, and fall alert, he wins.
Yes, that is independent artist Love Like Violence. Up next is a zombie. Y'all check this out. I'm working on the flip side of the music, y'all.
Tonight is kerosene in your world. A gasoline, pour them all over me.
Zombie by the indie artist Love Like Violence. Let me tell you a little bit about their story. Now, this is a husband and wife team. united their love of music and relationship for God to create a high-energy, inspirational experience called Love Like Violence. Stephanie and Stephen Spencer. Now, you know only God could have did that. Only God could have put that together. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that one more time. Stephanie and Stephen Spencer. It's like triple X. S. You know, it's like the triple threat. Here they come. It's like, here they come. Stephanie and Stephen Spencer. You know what I'm saying. You can go all different directions. Y'all know Mama believes independent artists should have multiple streams of income. So listen, their name alone is a play on words. You know, only God in heaven could have put them together in the union. Now listen, okay, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to go into the life lesson they telling me to watch it because, you know, I can go to preaching in a minute, you know, because the mama was born with a pulpit in her heart. Now listen, Stephanie and Stephen Spence, I want y'all to remember that now. They blended their voices to inspire and share their love of the world through music, bringing a message of peace with an indie rock sound. Woo! Oh, I got a chill on that. Listen, while touring, they added two musicians to the band, bassist Nate West and drummer Tony. Now listen, with two new talents integrated into the group, Love Like Violence lineup and vision were complete. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Now listen, let me tell y'all something. Y'all know mama rolls in the spirit like never before. Let me tell you something about independent artists, Love Like Violence. And listen, I just met them now. I don't know anything about their hits or nothing like that, but let me tell you where they going. And then I'm going to move on to the next song, the next artist. But listen, Love Like Violence, you know, this is a God thing. This is a God thing. I know a lot of people say, well, we sing inspirational. We sing about God. We sing gospel. We do this. We do that. Yeah, okay. Y'all put that to the side for a minute because I'm going to explain something to you about Love Like Violence. This is a God thing. This is a God thing. Listen, the handprint of God is all over this band, Love Like Violence, because, listen, they are phenomenal. God has put them together. You know what that saying? What's the scripture in the Bible where they say, a 3-4 chord is not easily broken. So listen, they ain't about to be broken. No one know how. Y'all know how bands break up and all that kind of stuff. We ain't got that going on up in here. We ain't got that going on up in here. Because listen, y'all know what? The bloodline of Jesus Christ grow is all around them. If y'all don't understand the blood of Jesus, let me tell you, that's powerful. Read your scripture. Read your Bible. See, the blood of God, the blood. When you put the blood up on the doorpost, what? Everything passes over. That means they marked for God. They marked for Jesus. They on a mission. They doing something that's greater than themselves. You know what I'm saying? Their music is high energy. It's contagious. You know what I'm saying? There is a mission in their music. Now, listen, they got a joint union together. You know something? Now, if we can never get past all this COVID stuff, you know, the reason why I'm saying that. Is this. A lot of times during the show, let me dial down a little bit. A lot of times during shows, Spirit always shows up and speak over bands, their life, their music, and what they're doing. Now listen, believe it or not, Spirit just showed up. Now listen, I can imagine them doing camp meetings. Yeah, y'all ever heard of camp meetings? It's where Christians come together all from all over the world, from everywhere, and they do camp meetings. It is an inspirational meeting to encourage one another, encourage believers, and those that's there and that's not believers, they have the possibility of becoming believers during camp meetings. Listen, I see them doing camp meetings all over the world. I see them doing camp meetings all over the world with their music, of course, with their music, and they will be sharing the gospel, sharing inspirational stories. A lot of people will be showing up that have maybe been through divorces, breakups, brokenhearted, and God is going to use them to inspire and ignite other couples. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. Because, listen, they have a story to tell. They have a story to tell how God put them together, how God united them together, how their band came together. They have a story to tell that will encourage thousands and thousands of people, and it will be done through camp meetings all over the world. You know what I'm saying. Listen, that's serious right there. They on a serious mission. The mission is bigger than what they probably even realize. But listen, I am so serious. Camp meetings, camp meetings, camp meetings, camp meetings, camp meetings, USA. Even camp meetings, you know, in other places like Canada, you know, where the Lord will lead them to go. I'll put it like that, where the Father in heaven will lead them to go, and that's what they will be doing. Camp meeting, camp meeting, camp meetings. And that's alongside the other things that they're doing, you know, other gospel mission work that they are doing. Listen, let me tell you something. They will even do meetings and workshops on music because there's so much to be done. Music is like the new drug. Did y'all know that music is like the new drug? And I got to get on to the next artist. I'm going to do that in a minute. Music is like the new drug. Everybody and their mama and their grandmama is doing music, music, music. So listen, and this is another vein of income revenue stream for Love Like Violence. Workshops on music. You know, those who know a lot about music, who have experience in music, who have great talent like Love Like Violence, can teach other budding artists and be able to make a profit for themselves and still do a good deed and teach somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Woo! My Lord, my love, my Lord, my Lord. Listen, this is just heavy, just heavy stuff right here. Listen, so it's like that. So listen, once again, Love Like Violence, and of course you'll get a copy of the show for free. This is live, but you will get a copy of the show. Once again, camp meetings. I don't even know if you've ever even thought about doing meetings like that. I am telling you, God is phenomenal. And, you know, you'll be able to meet other bands that's singing inspirational and Christian music that will come together with you to bring it to fruition where you're not the only band that's performing. There's other Christian bands performing alongside you. So there'll be a full lineup. There'll be a full lineup and people just flooding in. That's flooding in, just flooding in, just flooding in. Flooding, 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 flooding. I'm telling you, I am telling you. It's happened, I don't know how many times on this show where artists come on the show, Spirit shows up, and just begin to speak over their career. And it happens. I'm not just talking to be sitting up here talking. Nope. It happens, it happens, it happens. One artist has a soundtrack for CSI. She came on the show. This was years ago, been doing this since 2007. She came on the show. She has the soundtrack for CSI. And so many different other artists, I can't even name them all. You know what I'm saying? And it has happened. It's happened. It's happened. So listen, I got some more music. It's coming up by this particular artist, indie artist, Kool Jox. Now, he spells it K-U-I-J-O-X. He got some great music. Listen, this one is Finally, Finally, Finally. I want you to take a listen to Finally. Check it out.
We're heading
Finally, that is phenomenal. Listen, Kujax, K-U-I-J-L-X, he is a composer, producer, and keyboard player who has been carving a path through the underground scene in recent years. Listen, better known by his stage name of Kujax, K-U-I-J-L-X, his born name is Jose. He has finally arrived on the international scene, and it's all thanks to his debut solo singer, Sexy Tweel, right now. I like that. At first making his mark with a number of local bands such as Tupac and Scobble Joe, he took the bold step of doing solo in late 2020, getting fire to the airwaves with the promise of Heavy Dance Field EP that was released on 2022. We can hear that. That song finally is hot. It is really, really hot. I liked it and I really enjoyed it. Now, y'all know what's going on the other side of music, making new connections and new opportunities for independent artists. And that was hot. Finally, that was high energy. It was crystal clear. I love it. Polished. Well, mixed and mastered well, very well. So listen, I am pretty much out of time, my good people. It has been a stone cold blast. I got some more music from the artist born named Jose, but his stage name, let me spell that again, is K-U-I-J-O-X, Kujax. I like that. I feel like I'm having a ninja moment. I don't know why, but I feel like with this artist, his energy is like showing up as a ninja moment. This is really crazy. Now listen, the song is fine. Now listen, I'm gonna say this. Here we go. You know, and I never intend to do this. That's how spirit works. You never intend to do it. And if you did intend to do it, that's something beyond what the Father God is saying in heaven. You know what I'm saying? So listen, anytime you're speaking something out of your mouth, you know you're not intending to say it. I know how it works. That's just the way the gifting of God works. He shows up at will. You know, he just does his thing. Because that's God. That's the Father God in heaven. Then listen, I'm going to say this over this artist. Listen, I want you to listen. I wish I could get some kind of person in here to type this out so these artists could have it script so they can read it in black and white instead of just listening to the show. I'm going to have to work on that because this happens all the time. It's been happening. I don't know why I never thought of that. It's been happening since 2007, and it's just, and they can keep it written down, and then they can, when it comes to pass, they can have the proof, because there's proof all over the place on all of these shows of spirits showing up and things happening, and then later on it come to pass and it happens. And so there's proof in all the shows. There's proof in all. And matter of fact, let me say this. Omalani, she's got a real powerful name. It just happened a couple weeks ago. We were doing Christmas in July with her, and she says, you know what, because she came on the show about a month or so ago, and the same thing happened, spirit shows up. I said, you know what, you need to be doing workshops and education, and all these the stuff came down. She says, you know what, she came back to me. She says, I got to tell you, it's happening right now. I'm doing it right now. She says, I'm doing it. She's doing workshops. She says, and I mean, she's just blowing up like crazy. Now, listen, she was already busy in her music career, right? It's just that more was pouring out. I says, you know, you need to be doing more with your music because her energy is just like Broadway. And I said, you need to be doing Broadway, more workshops, more educational things with your music. And she, I mean, she's doing it. She says, you know what, I'm doing it. And she came back, and we did Christmas in July with her music just not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago. So anyway, there is proof in the put. There's proof all over the show. So listen, let me say this real quick, this ninja spirit thing that showed up on this artist right here. And then I got to go because I am out of time. I don't want them to cut the switch off on me. Now listen, this artist, Kujax, I don't even know what the name means, but listen, it is K-U-I-J-O-X. Got this ninja energy going. Listen, with your music, and I totally believe in multiple streams, and I'm going to say this again. Listen, video games, and somebody was just, I just had an artist that lends their voice to doing video games, so it is possible. Don't ever think, and I'm saying this to this artist, the music, the song was just finally, don't ever think that something is bigger than what you can accomplish, and I'm talking about video games with him, because they got all these video games. Listen, with the ninjas and then the fighting and the sword. Now, I see him doing that with his music or with his voice. whichever way he chooses to go. So listen, of course he has his career in music, and what he has is phenomenal. There's a music salute I'm going to be doing with him again tomorrow and the next day. So that's tomorrow, which is Monday and Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? So listen, he can lend his music and his voice to video games and voiceover. Listen, because he's got that thing going. He's got that energy going. It's just, wow, it's just really powerful, really strong. And it's going in different directions. So listen. You have different colors over you, too. So, wow, that's pretty interesting. This never happened. So, listen, you got different colors over you, too. You've got orange, yellow. Oh, my God. So, orange, of course, is, like, really on fire and very energetic. And then you got this mellow. You got this yellow, this mellow over you as well. So, listen, you can lend your voice and music to video games that's really high-energy games. And then you've got this yellow going on with you that's really mellow. People that do games, now listen really closely, people that do games to help sharpen their skill as far as memory and things like that, you can lend your voice for voiceover with those kind of games too. So I'm just giving you this information so you know which, and if you don't know how to start, you can do a Google how to get into voiceovers and maybe how to lend your music into games. And there's always opportunities, there's new opportunities and doors opening for you with the orange and the yellow. And there was a third color that popped up with the blue mood. What do you got going on? You got a lot of different talents as far as different directions that you go with your music. Listen, you got a lot of talent. Let me put it that way. You got a lot of talent that's way outside of music. You know what I'm saying? So listen, really, really, really open that door. Open that door. Don't be afraid to do that. Open that door. And, of course, as you said in your bio, international scene. So listen, with international scene, what do these little Chinese people, my God, I need to talk to you for God's sake. Listen, you got a lot of stuff popping up all over the place with you and your energy. So yeah, you can open the door. There's multiple streams of income for you that is phenomenal and fantastic. And listen, it's going to come to pass for you within the next 5 years. So listen, we're in 2022, 5 years. Listen, that is your timetable, 5 years, all right? So 5 years down the line, boom, 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 it's going to happen. So in the next 3 years, you're going to be preparing for it to happen. And then on that fifth year, bam, 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 you're in. You're in like Flint. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. You know my time is over. It's been a stone cold blast. Listen. But guess what? I get to come back later on today and do what? Do it all over again. It has been phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Peace, love, and soul to all the independent artists. Y'all just phenomenal. Great talent. I mean, it's been a so bad show. And I enjoyed it. Oh, my God. I guess go.
And especially words of Don Cornelius,
the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivate.